This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More bad news on the economy. The Labor Department reported on Thursday the number of people filing for first-time unemployment benefits rose to 219,000. That compares to a revised 190,000 in the previous week. The four-week moving average, meanwhile, was roughly 206,500 now out of work. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk has partnered with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to provide satellite service for victims of Hurricane Ian. DeSantis reported that Musk's Starlink satellite internet service will provide large Starlink units that will provide internet access to residents and emergency workers. Governor DeSantis on Florida's resiliency during recovery efforts.
What counts is, are you going to get back up? Are you going to get back up and shoulder on? And the people are doing that.
43-year-old Jeremy Bertino, a member of the Proud Boys, pled guilty to seditious conspiracy or attempting to overthrow the government for his role on January 6. The North Carolina man also pled guilty to a gun charge stemming from a search of his home in March. Toyota Corporation announced a security breach on Friday. Toyota said about 300,000 pieces of customer information from its T-Connect service might have been leaked. Email addresses and customer numbers of those using T-Connect, a service that connects vehicles over the Internet since July of 2017, may be at risk. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office is reporting adult film actor Ron Jeremy has been indicted on more than 30 assault counts involving 21 women and girls over two decades. The 68-year-old actor, whose given name is Ron Jeremy Hyatt, pled not guilty. USA Radio News.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Two Russians seeking asylum in the United States took a small boat from Russia to Alaska earlier this week. News media in Alaska say villagers alerted the Coast Guard after the men came ashore Tuesday on St. Lawrence Island. The men were flown to Anchorage, where they're now in the Department of Homeland Security custody while their asylum claim is being processed. President Biden is working on pardons for thousands of people.
Those convicted of simple possession of marijuana are being pardoned by President Biden.
No one should be in jail just for using or possessing marijuana. And criminal records for marijuana possession have led to needless barriers to employment, to housing, to educational opportunities.
The president's action applies to everybody who has a conviction on that charge at the federal level. According to the U.S. Sentencing Commission, only 92 people were sentenced for marijuana possession in the federal system in 2017. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
While Republican Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida continued recovery efforts in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian this week, he lashed out at four looters arrested in Lee County. Three of them are illegal immigrants. Home burglaries cost lives because of the fear of being robbed is one of the reasons why people refuse to evacuate their homes during hurricanes. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, good morning, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. We've got John Fleetwood, the managing editor for American Faith, joining us now. Hey, John, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Morning, Bill. Doing great. How are you, sir?
Hey, doing terrific. But before, I want to talk about monkeypox back in the news again. I don't know if you've been following at all what's going on in L.A. with the arrest of this... who is it? It was through a Poll Chief software. There somehow information. Eugene Yu was arrested early Tuesday just out of Lansing, Michigan, after prosecutors alleged that he improperly stored the information on servers in China. And this is all election information. Personal information of hundreds of county election employees. Now, this information is supposed to stay in the country. Somehow, it's now been being held on servers in China, of all things. I mean, this whole China threat is to the point that it's so pervasive, John. I don't know. It's like, you know, it's metastasized into every aspect of American governance and our culture that, you know, we can't even tell the difference anymore.
It was hilarious to see that, I think it was the New York Times, there was an author who the day before this happened was denying it. So here you have like mainstream media, New York Times, you know, leftist outfit over there, and they're denying this story that this guy, and the very next day, they had to then say, okay, this corporation, this Eugene Yu, was arrested in connection with giving this data to the Chinese. So it's hilarious to me to sit back and watch New York Times literally the day before this guy was arrested for this trouble. The New York Times is saying this is a conspiracy theory. So all these mainstream media news organizations are calling it a conspiracy theory. Literally the next day, this guy gets arrested, and it's not a conspiracy theory. This stuff really is happening, Bill.
Yeah. So, like, who messed up here? I mean, you know, the media was all in line, just like they were with Russian disinformation, just like, you know, the Hunter laptop. This, too, was supposed to be in that file as well, and supposed to be handled in the same way that they handle all narratives from the Democratic Party and the liberal side. So somebody messed up here, because here you've got, you know, the backbone of the propaganda, you know, America's Pravda, so to speak, and they're coming, you know, unhinged here. So somebody messed up big time, because now, you know, what does this make the Times look like, or do they care?
They're not going to care. They're going to keep running screen. They're going to keep talking about election denial. you know, time will tell, but and that's what they do. That's what the mainstream media does, is they cover. I'm surprised that they weren't covering so hard for what just happened with Hunter Biden. And it looks like these federal agents are saying, no, we can actually nail Hunter. And what knocked me almost out of my chair, Bill, was seeing that the Washington Post reported it.
Yes.
They're the ones who are reporting that Hunter Biden, in fact, they do have a case. And they've been looking for years now. Could you imagine if the shoe was on the other foot and this was one of Trump's sons?
Oh, well, no, this thing would have been over.
Got a case.
Yeah. Yeah. This had been over a long time ago. It wouldn't have lasted this long. And they're trying to see what we've got to pay attention to here is now all this is coming up. So now it becomes a game of chess. Okay. How is Hunter going to be indicted? How is he going to, you know, suffer a conviction? And what's going to happen here? Is there, some have suggested, we could enter into a quid pro quo situation between Hunter and Trump, right? And that could be plausible. And it also could be a situation to where, because the Democrats are seeing that the Republicans, even, they can't do enough cheating this time around to block Republicans from taking over. So if they take over and they have control of an investigation, then this goes to Joe Biden. Now, if this is stopped, if this is prosecuted and pled out beforehand, then Republicans, you know, their hands are going to be tied because the Justice Department is going to say it's a moot issue. We've already taken care of it. We've come to a conclusion on this case. Case closed. And now, you know, the Republicans, even with an impeachment, are going to be hard pressed to go down that road that implicates the president with Hunter Biden in any way.
I think we should, as conservatives, take this as a win. Number one, because this came from WaPo. It was Washington
Yes.
Post who reported this. So this was like as bad as New York Times, as biased as they are to the left. That's who this information was coming from. And you could say, well, wait a minute. I thought the left mainstream media ran cover for the Bidens. And they do. So that leads to, it's like,
Well, they do until they don't, John. And when they don't, there's a reason. There's a play here.
Right.
And that's what you have to see. It's the same thing like with Lois Lerner. You know, Lois Lerner all of a sudden plants a question that says that she's been prejudicial and has had the IRS going after conservative groups. And so she has that brought up. So she can address it in a controlled manner, and then when anybody else brings it up, she goes, oh, we already talked about that. That's old news. Oh, wait a minute. That was only old news a couple hours ago. So, well, you know, they're real sneaky this way.
Right, and they used to run screen for Biden. Like, if Trump walks slowly downstairs, the left would say he's got some kind of mental problem. Biden falls down walking upstairs, and they blame the wind. So they cover,
yes.
And in this case, they're not. So you're right, Bill. It's like strategy, know your enemy. What are they planning here? Like, what's their goal? Because the left mainstream legacy media is now all of a sudden not running a cover for Hunter. What's their goal? I think they probably want Biden out. Biden's got he's just a gas machine. He's not he's just not somebody the left wants in anymore. And it doesn't look like they want Kamala anymore. I mean, look, even CNN, ABC. MSNBC, they're reporting how terrible Biden's numbers are. All of a sudden, the left media is coming against their main guy who they got into office with all their biased reporting. So what's their end game? I think they want Biden out, and they're going to want somebody like a Newsom in there or maybe a Hillary. I don't wish that upon the American people, but I think that's probably the end goal there, is they're going to be shifting in. I was kind of curious who you thought, Bill. They're going to be putting in Biden's place.
Well, and I think you're right. It's somebody altogether different. I don't think Kamala Harris can, you know, I mean, she's about as much of a gaffe machine. You know, she may have some mental issues, but they're not in the same area as one Joe Biden. because somebody who can't tell the difference between North and South Korea is unbelievable. She makes a statement here where people are suffering in Florida, and she wants to make an equity statement. Everything, you know, turns to a race card with Kamala Harris. I think America's had their fill of race cards. We want to put that down once and for all. So I think her career is pretty well done. And Newsom's a whole other issue. We can talk about that later. We've got more from John after this.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Fresh and independent we are at 19 minutes after the top of the hour as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'm Bill Martinez. John Fleetwood from American Faith is with us. Just to kind of tie a bow around this this arrest here, you know, it's interesting. You know, what's been coming out, John, is that you know, both sides have been election deniers. There's video, you know, that documents how the left have been denying elections forever. And here now they want to put that tag, you know, pin the tail on the donkey here and pin it on conservatives, you know, for election deniers. But I think it's quite rich, because when you analyze what the left has denied, it's nothing compared to the propensity of information, the depth of the information that we have regarding 2020 and what continues to be evidenced here. I mean, people, even now, even as we're heading to the midterms, people are getting arrested, you know, for election fraud. I mean, it's like they can't help themselves, you know, cheaters cheat.
We can't, and we shouldn't drop the issue. I keep hearing people on the right say, well, we got to drop the issue. We got to look forward. You sound like the rhinos. You sound like media. You sound like New York Times. You sound like CNN. Don Lemon will be the one to say, oh, the Republicans just need to drop this issue. Like, they're going to give us advice that's going to work for us. They don't have our best interest in mind. It's just absurd.
Well, common sense tells you, you know, you really can't get, you know, people always say, we want to get to the bottom of this so this doesn't happen again. If you drop the issue before you have resolved it, it is going to repeat itself. This is why it keeps repeating itself, because everybody gets worn out, because the politicians, they know what to do. They know how to wear the people out and say, no, and they straight arm them and everything. You know, they're not sincere. They don't want to get to the bottom of this. And you know, here we are, just like, you know, when all the controversy of 2020 election came up, you know, even people on the left start saying, well, you know, if the truth be known, you know, John Kennedy got elected because of voter fraud. What? You know, wait a minute.
There's
you know, what, 60 years later, you know, you're now saying, oh, well, he got elected because of voter fraud. And then you look through the history of all these discrepancies. You know, Barack Obama in 08, 58 of the voting precincts in Pennsylvania vote 100% for Obama. That's impossible. Statistically impossible without somebody rigging the system. And they just go, oh, well, you know, it's no big deal. Wouldn't change anything. It happens. Well, wait a minute. Because you're not interested in rooting out the problem of voter fraud to begin with. It gets so compromised is that all the years of all this cheating and turning your back and justifying and accommodating this cheating gave you 2020. Here we are, 60%, John, over 60% of the American people say, I don't understand it. All I know is that I don't feel good about the election. I think there were shenanigans that took place. In so many words, this is what they all agree with, okay? So, but they're worn out because we can't get to the bottom of this. Our Congress, our elected officials are not interested in getting to the bottom. They're more interested in absolutely hammering, you know, patriots who went to Washington and say, look, we don't, you know, we're not going to stand for this kind of cheating and lying. And so the government's response, the ruling power's response was jail them. And we're going to keep them on ice for as long as we can keep them on ice. Forget about due process. Forget about the Constitution. And here you've got people committing suicide that have been associated over this. Deaths have happened from people for what? For exercising their American right as citizens to, you know, to petition the government to say, look, we have a grievance here. That is our right to do that. And then you jail us because we don't agree and we have questions and you don't give answers. You just say, oh, well, you know, you don't, you know, you're an election denier. And, you know, but where's the evidence? I haven't seen one bit of evidence that has come out, John, and said this thing was actually perfect. It went well. You know, whatever explanation you have about extra ballots and, compromised voter rolls, people who are dying and voting and all this stuff, you know, we got answers for it. Here is the explanation of how we got there.
Well, this
I've not heard one argument from them to legitimize what happened.
Well, this is the party that believes that you can just say it and it makes it true. Like if I'm a woman, I say I'm a man, then I become a man. If I'm a man, I say I'm a woman, I become a woman. But the difference here is that we've actually got some fire. We're not just pointing to smoke. We've actually got some fire here, especially with this Eugene Yu got arrested for his connections with China. So there's actually fire here. it's the other side, and I hate talking about side. I'm talking about the mainstream media here. They'll talk about smoke without any fire. Think about Russia collusion. That's all smoke, right. No fire. Think about Trump's connect. Right. Oh, he incited a riot. There was no inciting, and it's been proven that, and it's been busted over and over again. There's no fire there, and they'll make arrests like you were talking about. People will commit suicide in jail for being arrested for being on the premises and what they did on Jan 6. So people are dying because of this smoke that the media is playing up. There's no fire. We've actually got some fire here when it comes to this election meddling.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, it's the way, same thing. You know, this is the pattern of the left. You know, they lied about Mitt Romney's tax reforms, remember? They lied about it, and then Harry Reid laughed about it afterwards, said, well, he didn't get elected, did he? I mean, this is the leader of the Senate making that kind of statement. I mean, that is a sad commentary and quite a revealing commentary and expression of a elected official in our government. It's no wonder the people don't trust our elected officials anymore because of representation like that and other statements that are made by people. Hey, John, we only got about 3 minutes left here, and I do want to talk about this monkeypox outbreak. So we're going to set it aside. No doubt you and I will pick up on this later on because this is an ongoing story, no doubt.
Yeah, it's just interesting, and I'm not trying to say, you know, people need to be afraid of monkeypox or that it's all, you know, legitimate, the reporting, because a lot of this reporting is coming from the mainstream media. But I'm starting to see that there are certain themes that are happening around monkeypox that were happening around COVID. Because if you remember when COVID first started happening and it came out, there was a little scare. There's something going on in China. And, oh, but it's not really here yet, so it's not that big a deal. Oh, maybe we just need to, you know, a couple weeks to slow the spread. Oops, nope, we got to lock down the economy for a couple of years and ruin the American economy. So I'm starting to see that with monkeypox. And the latest that's coming out of the CDC is that they're saying now that monkeypox is unlikely to be eliminated in the near future and that transmission could accelerate. This came from a CDC technical report about the monkeypox outbreak, and they said that they have moderate confidence that the U.S. is likely experiencing a spread within a subpopulation, and they're even saying that transmission of the disease will not only continue indefinitely, but could accelerate, right? Now, the troubling thing is that in this report, they're pushing the vaccine again. That's what, you know, Dr. McCullough has said about COVID. Mm-hmm. It was all about the vaccine and getting more shots and more arms. The problem is what I don't want anybody in any population. It looks like this monkeypox is affecting the homosexual population most. I don't want any of them.
Right.
Well, they have to be aware of things like this monkeypox vaccine. The FDA insert says that heart problems of special interest occur in 1 in 75 vaccine recipients who have not already been vaccinated against smallpox, but also in 1 in 48. 1 in 48. The vaccine recipients who have already been vaccinated against smallpox. So you've got 1 in 4 women coming from the CDC who became pregnant after being injected with the monkeypox vaccine, had a spontaneous abortion. You've got all these, and they don't, there's could be potential impairment of male fertility, and they don't even know. MIT reported earlier this month how the maker of this vaccine had said, we simply don't have an opportunity to test it in humans. So I see it's going toward the vaccine, and I just want to start putting up some warning flags here that it looks almost like a COVID 2.0 might be coming here.
Are we being set up maybe for the midterm as well, you think, maybe?
That's how it feels.
Tell you.
We just got to be on the lookout, you know, Bill, and I'm going to keep looking.
Smells like a duck, walks like a duck, talks like a duck, huh? John Fleetwood, managing editor for American Faith. Thank you, John.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take it. advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Gas prices are a dime higher than a week ago, and they just keep continuing to climb. AAA reports the national average price for regular is $3.89 a gallon today. That's up 3 cents from yesterday. Prices are lowest in the South, but still rising. Mississippi and Georgia have the lowest statewide average at $3.20 a gallon. The Washington Post is reporting charges are imminent against President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, over tax and gun offenses. Critics suggest that he is getting a presidential treatment deal after a four-year investigation by Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss. Missing in the charges are money laundering and violations of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, as revealed by the Biden laptop. Texas authorities in Hidalgo County report 84 illegal migrants have been taken into custody after being found in a residential neighborhood near the border. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Coalition of Public Interest Groups, the Heartland Institute, the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow, CPAC, and the American Coalition for Ocean Protection have announced this week that they've hired counsel to explore a lawsuit protecting the white whale from Dominion Energy's efforts to place an offshore wind OSW project directly in their habitat off the coast of Virginia. So why does that matter? Well, with us right now is Terry Johnson, who spent the last four decades working in the public and private sectors in Virginia, primarily in the fields of project finance and maritime transportation. He began his career in public service as chairman of the board of the Virginia Port Authority. So he knows about water. He knows about the eco-life of the oceans, and he brings his expertise and understanding to the situation because, you know, it's on its face seems quite hypocritical that here you've got the left pushing, you know, green energy and, of course, windmills and all that go with it. And they care nothing about the wildlife, although it just depends. Sometimes they care about wildlife and they care about our natural resources, and sometimes they don't. It is a bit confusing. I get it. I'm tracking with you. Terry Johnson, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, good. So can you unconfuse us? You know, why the left at times, you know, seems to want to protect and, you know, all under the guise, and it is a guise of this green energy theory.
Yeah, well, the left certainly is confused about all this. At times they claim to care about the environment, but what they really care about is contributions. These days, in order to get contributions, you have to belong to the climate cult. The climate cult says that you can't have little additional bits of CO2 out in the atmosphere So instead of using for your energy to generate electricity, natural gas, which is very clean, you have to destroy all that and go put up these massive wind towers out in the ocean, 700 feet tall. For Virginia, it's going to be 176 of them. And they just happen to be right in the migratory path of the North Atlantic right whale, which is a highly endangered species. There's only about 300 of them left. This is where, the climate cult meets reality is what's going to happen. You're going to have the situation where an endangered species, and not just any endangered species, blades of grass, but a huge mammal is going to really, really face extinction. So that's
exactly
what we've got going on in Virginia.
Yeah, Terry, it's kind of sad. I think maybe we ought to, because the Democrats are really good at doing this, and that is, changing names of things. We ought to call the right whale the left whale. And if it's the left whale, then maybe it might have some acceptance. What do you think? The fact that it's right, they go, oh, if it's right, it's got to be wrong. So, it's easy to be exterminated. Now, going back to what you said earlier, the progressives and these environmentalists make statements like as if it's fact, which you just stated just a moment ago. That all this is a matter of fact, based on carbon levels and that sort of thing. And of course, you retort and you bring back the real science, but yet the narrative and this propaganda that they continue to push that people are hearing, it's no wonder people are beginning to think that there is something, of merit in their argument.
Yeah, that's a problem with media coverage, is that what's actually the truth doesn't get out there. You put this narrative about what needs to be done to, quote-unquote, save the planet that is really hypocritical, really false, really wrong, scientifically, economically, logically, geologically, in every single way. But nevertheless, you hear it out there all the time, and that's part of what we're up against here. But what we're asking for here, Bill, is a very American. It's just fairness.
Yes.
So you're going to use the National Environmental Policy Act to look at every blade of grass and every mud puddle and every project that's going to involve fossil fuels. We have to do the same thing for everything
exactly.
That's going to involve solar and wind, and that's all we're asking for here. And we'll see where it goes, but it possibly could wind up in litigation.
Well, it'll probably be like everything else that we deal with in America's history, is because we have these moments even today. We can look back and say, what happened? Who came up with this silly idea? And then you pull the thread, you go back to where it all originated, the genesis of it, and the majority of the times it comes from these radical leftists who are somehow able to, permeate our government, our reasonable government, and cause us to do things that don't make sense. And this is probably going to be another one of those cases, Terry, is that 50 years down the road they're going to say, what knucklehead came up with this? And the Democrats are going to do everything they can to rewrite history and blame it on the Republicans. Somehow, they're going to twist it to try to, because they can't accept the responsibility. Now, my next question is, Terry, because you're following this, and here, this is just happening in Virginia. How many of these other unintended consequences, all in the name of green energy, are causing bigger problems down the road or that are hypocritical just like this?
Yeah, well, it's not just happening in Virginia. It's happening up in New England. It's happening off in New York. Obviously, Virginia, they're planning on these big wind factories. And they call them wind farms, but they're not farms. They're factories. Off the Gulf Coast, off of the coast of California, there needs to be a stop put to this at some point, and hopefully that'll start in Virginia, that we'll get some sanity and rationality back into everything. I mean, here you've got a system for generating electricity that's based on nuclear and natural gas. Very reliable, very cost-effective, very tried and true. And then all of a sudden you're going to upend it to go put a whole bunch of wind towers out in the ocean and the salt water with blades for these turbines that are as long as a football field right in Hurricane Alley. What can possibly go wrong? It doesn't make any sense. And hopefully we can get some reason back in all this.
Well, Terry, I mean, here it is, for the sake of green energy and these and what they're trying to do and thrust upon us, we've surrendered our energy independence. When it comes down to it, you know, like James Carville said, it's the economy, stupid. It's like we want to hear James Carville come back and say, it's oil, stupid. You know, I'm hearing the same relevance here. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. Unfortunately, with mainstream media, a lot of people just do not understand how electricity works, that it needs to be generated consistently and constantly, 100% of the time, 24 hours a day. And you have, for instance, solar. We get energy generated maybe 10 to 15% of the day. It's almost a nuisance. What do you do with it? You've got to, you know, come up with something to, for the other 85 to 90% of the day. And that's
exactly
fuels.
And what model what alternative model have they come up with that could meet that demand?
Very easily. Nuclear and natural gas.
I'm talking about these environmentalists and these greenies.
Oh.
What out of their tool chest did they come up with that could meet the demand that is necessary?
Well, they can't.
Yes, exactly. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Terry Johnson, you've been awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show and breaking this down for us. Ladies and gentlemen, hopefully you're smarter now, okay?
Okay.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We say quit looking, go be one, huh? You can be a revival of one. That's the way it all gets started, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Tim Stanford is going to be joining us. He's going to be back with us. It's been a while since we've had a chance to sit down and get counseled by the licensed professional counselor who works in Focus on the Family's Counseling Department and has his own private practice. He's also a pastor, a public speaker, and author of 2 books, Losing Control and Liking It. And I Have to Be Perfect. There it is. And we're going to be talking about, something that people of faith especially likes to talk about, and that is forgiveness. There's just something about forgiveness. Maybe because it's so difficult sometimes to forgive, and also because it's so prevalent. I mean, it's pervasive. And, to live with a forgiving heart, I think is such a unique gift. And it's maybe some of the process that we go through in living life's experience to say, unforgiveness, no bueno. It doesn't work. And you just finally, it's like defying gravity. You've heard me say this before. You defy it enough and you get tired of, breaking, limbs and getting all bruised up because you defy gravity. It's the same way, I think, with, forgiveness as well. Hey, Tim, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
It's good to be here, Bill, and I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Well, terrific. So, forgiving for real. How do we get there?
Well, the hard part on this, Bill, is that as Christians, a lot of times, we've put forgiving, trusting, reconciling, restoring the relationship, and living happily ever after into a blender, turn it on, try to make a Christian smoothie out of it. And we try to put all those things together for a nicey-nicey outcome. And they're related, yes, but very separate, different, distinct topics. And for forgiving, I like to use the word forgiving rather than forgiveness because it's a verb.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep the action in the word forgive. And it's really more of a court of law event thing as opposed to fixing the relationship and make it all nicey-nicey again.
Mm-hmm. Well, and sometimes, depending on the offense, you can forgive somebody, but it's not necessarily about... why does forgiveness have to be about restoring the relationship?
Well, and it doesn't directly have to be about restoring the relationship. You can forgive somebody that you don't trust because they're not trustworthy.
They're not a
exactly.
safe person to be around, and you're not going to be around them. So that I tell people, forgive starts with F, trust starts with T. They're totally separate topics altogether.
Good point. So thank you for clearing that up, because I think that sometimes, you know, we think, okay, we have to trust that person again. And I, you know, the Holy Spirit took me through a deep dive recently, Tim. And that is that I had to realize there's only one person I can trust. It's only one person when I read the Bible that says I can trust is trust God. And
yes.
And sometimes we get into trouble thinking, well, we can trust our fellow flawed human beings, whether they are, you know, children of God, people of faith. We're still getting through the process. And sometimes our expectations are unrealistic, and that's where we can get disappointed and hurt very severely, can't we?
Well, exactly, Bill, because nowhere in the Bible does it tell us to trust another person. I mean, trust is important right. for a relationship, yes. And so my ornery preacher's kid, my sarcasm comes in, well, why did God forget to talk about something so important? Well, he didn't forget. What the Bible talks mm-hmm. a lot about, Bill, is how to be a trustworthy person. Trustworthy
yes.
has to come first. Trust, and this doesn't sound nicey-nicey to some Christians, but trust is always earned.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a
yes.
child or your teenager, whether it's a friend, mm-hmm. it's always earned.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's continuous, because we're going to mess up. And it's how you address that issue, like you said, perfectly,
yeah.
with our kids, a teenager, you know, that messes up, okay, and comes back and is sincerely sorry. You perceive that they are, and they seem to have learned their lesson. You hope, you pray they've learned their lesson, and maybe you get over that hill, and then sure enough, because life being what it is, there are more hills to come.
Well, exactly, and you can make a mistake. And the idea of a mistake is that's not the normal you. It's not your
mm-hmm.
MO. And I know
right.
your true heart, Bill. I know your motive and your integrity. This isn't really you. And so the trust is still there. Yeah, we need to talk through some things, because maybe it got shaken
right.
a little bit. Maybe I need to check with you a little bit more, give you a little more accountability. But yeah, if you are a trustworthy person, I can go, oh yeah, Bill, I understand. You made a mistake. I get it. There's the repentance. I see that. We're still good.
Yeah. And I liked what you said, is that your approach in it is that I know you, and I know this is out of character. Gosh, you know, if somebody said that to me, that would crush me even more. I mean, I'd already be crushed going into the conversation, but to have that kind of support and love, you know, from somebody that I offended. Wow. I mean, and not that you want, you know, somebody's coming in and apologizing and you say, okay, I'm going to just really level them. That's not, you know, that's not the point here. The point is that, you know, love's a two-way street and forgiveness is a two-way street. And I like how you did that. And I'm going to steal that from you, if that's okay.
That's fine. That's fine. Because, again, we have to get into a different mindset. Like I said a few minutes ago, forgiving is a court of law event. And the court mm-hmm. of law is not designed to fix the relationship. That comes later. It's not designed mm-hmm. to make it as if it never happened. And that's a big one for us Christians. Part of the court of law, and I can go through the six steps of those here in a bit, is it did happen. It's real. And we document and we validate the wrongs done. But we can never make it as if it never, ever happened again, ever. That's not reality.
Exactly. Right. And sometimes, you know, I can see where people, because it is painful. It's so painful
yeah.
when, you know, depending on the depth of the offense, but regardless, I mean, it is very painful. And you just want to get it behind you as quickly as possible. But this
yeah.
is a process that you must go through. If you don't, then it's one of those resolved areas that keeps raising its ugly head, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and you'll never, ever heal. And we tend to think that, well, forgiving is for the other person's benefit to kind of let them off the hook. And confronting...
Mm-hmm.
is for our benefit to make us feel strong and have a voice again. No, no, no. Forgiving is for my benefit so that I can disconnect from the hurt, the pain, the wrong, and the person who hurt me so that I can heal, so that I can go on with my life. Now, confronting is for their benefit because it shows them their wrong and gives them a chance and an opportunity to correct their wrong action. We get those flip-flopped a lot of times. But forgive, yeah, I can forgive because it's important for me to move on in a healthy way.
Tim, 3 minutes left here. I want to talk about those six specific steps of forgiveness. What do we do? Or for forgiving. Go ahead.
Okay. And again, court of law. So think of that real quick. Step number one, state the wrong done clearly. What law was broken? Either a civil law or God's moral law. But wrongs are a law that was broken. So I have to start, and I have my clients actually write this out. What wrong was done? Mm-hmm. Step number two, with every wrong done, there is a debt that is owed. And so what does that person owe you? And I've heard people say, it'll never be enough. The answer is, you're right. They still owe you.
Mm-hmm.
Step number three, now you have a choice. Who becomes the debt collector? It won't just disappear with forgiving, but who becomes the debt collector? And I can keep the debt list, but I'm always connected to the hurt, the pain, the wrong, and the person, and I'll never heal. Or I can transfer the debt collecting job to God. And if I do that, now it's between God and that person. And if God is a just and holy God, which he is, wrongs will be righted somewhere, somehow, someplace, someday. But my then, I'm disconnected from it finally so that I can begin to heal. That's step three. Step four, because we're...
And Tim, hang on one second. Hang on one second, because I want to reinforce everybody in terms of that process of transferring it to God. We may not see it immediately, but I'm sure you've had testimony, because I've heard the same thing. People said it didn't happen immediately, but it was amazing how God handled it and made the wrong right. Right?
Well, exactly, because he is a just and holy God. He will right the wrong. He will. And it may not be in my lifetime. It may not be if I see it. But that is the God that I know. That is the God that I follow. He will.
Amen. Amen. Okay, let's go on the next step.
Yeah. And since we're in a court of law, everything's in triplicate form, then my copy, if I transfer the debt list to God, my copy, photocopy of that debt list is marked paid in full. That person doesn't owe me anymore.
Yeah.
Now, I don't trust them. I don't like them. But they don't owe me anymore. That's between God and them. And I can begin then to heal because I'm disconnected from it all. Step five is a hard one. I treat them as forgiven. Because they are. That doesn't mean I like them or trust them. Okay? I treat them as forgiven. Mm-hmm. I don't go, hey, you heard anybody else lately, Bill? Huh? You know,
right.
No,
exactly.
I don't bring it up.
Yeah.
And that's hard if I'm related
to it. Okay, 20 seconds left. Okay, go ahead.
Last point is I absorb the damage, not the wrong or the blame, but I do what I have to do to heal myself, to make things right so that I can go forward and heal and be free.
This is so cool and so awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, you can download this interview, and this will be very healing and very helpful for you at BillMartinezShow.com. Tim Sanford from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Tim.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.